Hello, this is Maya Mikulski on the Water Boy, and I have a special guest, my big brother, Damian McPherson. So, first question I want to ask is, what were your thoughts when the coronavirus news became more serious?
Pretty much, am I prepared for it? Do I have food? You know, is it really that serious? Is my family okay? You know, what does this mean for work, the economy? When will I be working at home? A lot of questions just kind of popped up. So, I don't know, like a huge rush of feelings, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Same could be said from my point of view, too.
Yeah.
Especially the fact that I had to leave school, like, unexpectedly. Like, going into last week, I didn't think that I was going to be unpacking. Well, not unpacking, but packing my stuff to go home for good.
Right. Yep.
So, yeah, that was a sad reality we all had to face.
Yeah, we all had to get you out of there, right?
Yeah.
So you weren't just there on campus by yourself.
Yeah, by the time you got me, it was pretty much a ghost town in front of me.
I saw that. There was no one on campus. Yeah. But at least your school kind of went after it quickly, and you can all move online and just prevent people from spreading it more, you know?
Yeah.
It's the biggest issue, so.
Exactly.
They did their job.
My second question was, what was your company discussing regarding working during the crisis?
Everyone just kept hearing these are uncharted times, and you know, we're all struggling to figure out how we can thrive, mostly because we are a production company, so people need to be at work for us to pretty much for us to make money, because we have to ship product and things like that. So, you know, they kind of sent us a lot of emails saying that they care and they know what's going on and they're trying to figure it out. And, you know, all these managers are meeting for, you know, hours each day trying to figure out how we can get people home and, you know, stop spreading things. And through the week, even my small group, we had to get together to figure out how we could, just for 10 people, how we could work from home. Even though it's kind of tough, especially in my field, because we do, you know, we're designing hardware for, you know, radios, so we do a lot of testing. So if we can't really see certain things on our instruments, you know, it's hard to debug and kind of get things going. The good side of things, though, is we had infrastructure for, like, you know, online communication. We can use apps on our phone. We can remote from our, you know, work laptops. They even extended it to our home desktops. We can remote into work computers, which is unheard of because we are a military company, pretty much. Those are mostly our contracts. So, you know, it's they're really trying to get us work from home and finally succeeded, even though some people might say it's late because it's, you know, it's about to be Thursday and it's the first day I can actually work from home. So, I think they knew things were getting real, especially once, you know, the government started saying we need to start quarantining and, you know, 20 people per venue and shutting down all these bars and, you know, restaurants, things like that. I think that's when, you know, companies started understanding, well, we have to get people home and take this more seriously, pretty much.
All right. To a different topic now. How do you feel about all sports being canceled or postponed?
So for me, that's interesting. Just because for now, all I really watch is basketball. So, and then, you know, you and, you know, our other brother, Ryan, you're always talking about it. So I kind of miss those moments of being able to go to the bar and watch the game with you guys, that type of thing. But it hasn't really affected me greatly just because I watch football more.
Yeah.
So if football was canceled or if this affects football, you know, I'm definitely going to be a little hurt by it. But I see what it's doing to you guys. You know, people need the distraction of sports. So
yeah, definitely.
And, you know, that's money. I don't know where that money's going. You know, I don't know if that really hurts us or who that's hurting that, you know, we're not being able to, I don't know, spend money on sports. It wasn't a huge deal, but it does suck. It was one of the things that when it actually happened, I was like, oh, something's really, like, going down right now. Like, this is not good. So that's pretty much the hugest or the most effect that it had on me.
Yeah, because I remember I found out exactly a week ago, because mm-hmm. that was when they broke the news. It was after one of my intramural games that I found out that the season had been not canceled, but suspended.
Right.
I was like, damn, like.
Yeah, right. And is the season going to happen again? Like, how are they going to come back?
So, for now, the season is suspended for 30 days.
All right. Okay.
So, like, afterwards, then Adam Silver will see where to go from there.
Sure. So, it's going to depend on if the United States can actually let people out of their homes again.
Yeah, exactly. You got to put first things first.
Right. Yeah, they have no choice, really. Yeah, wow.
Speaking of sports, how do you feel about Tom Brady leaving the Patriots for the Buccaneers?
It's hysterical to me. Like, I don't know. I'm not a Tom Brady fan only because, you know, bleed blue, Giants, you know.
Yep. Represent.
Represent is right. And I don't know. I feel good for the Bills fans, I guess, especially being in Rochester. I know they're super happy about it. So it seems like a weird move, though. Like, I guess I originally thought he was moving out to, like, I don't know, the Chargers or something.
Same.
So I heard rumors about him buying a house out there and stuff, which, you know, it's all gossip, whatever, but I don't know. I feel like he should have retired already, so
yeah,
I don't
honestly really know
what is he trying to prove. Like, I think you were watching something earlier that said he might be trying to prove that he can win a
without Belichick.
Exactly, right? So I don't know. I guess it'd be cool to see what he does, but I doubt it. Like, it'll make the NFL somewhat more interesting next season. So
yeah, definitely. Because I was going to ask you how do you think Western New Yorkers will feel, but you already answered that.
Oh, yeah. You know the Bills fans are like, oh, yes, yeah. Finally, they can.
Oh, yeah. Next time I come back on campus, oh, man.
This is right. They think they won everything at this point. But
you still got to play the games.
Right, yeah. They got to do it. They made it to the playoffs, so yeah. I give them props for that. So.
And they actually signed, like, well, not signed, but they traded for an elite receiver, Stephon Diggs.
All right. Nice, yeah. So that should be good for him.
Give Josh Allen another weapon.
I know. Maybe they'll stop, you know, jumping through tables and stuff. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. My next question was, oh, snap, hold on. What have you done or what will you do to get through the quarantine?
Honestly, Xbox is going to save my life.
Yeah, it's going to save everybody.
That's right. I probably can find a show to binge watch on Netflix. You know, there's a ton of content there. I think we're in a special time now. There's so much content. Everything's online. The internet's just going to save us.
Yeah, man. Thank God for technology.
Seriously.
God knows what we'd be doing now.
I brought it up earlier. Like, what were people doing back in the day when they had a similar pandemic? God. Like, you can't go outside, right?
Like, yeah, what were they going through, like, when the plague was happening?
Seriously, right. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard a lot of stories about people where their kids have to stay home too, so they're homeschooling now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. So, Isaiah Thomas had to homeschool one of his kids.
Right.
And I think he was Skyping one of his kids' teachers too.
Oh, cool. So, right. So, imagine that. You got the technology works enough that you can still get a good education.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing my master's online, and that midterm date has not shifted.
Oh,
I was still taking it on Thursday, so plague or no plague, or, you know, coronavirus or no coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, Professor Elmer, if you're watching this, I don't know how to feel about your class in the future, but I hope for the best now.
Yeah, right, yeah.
last question, do you have any words of encouragement for the people during these tough times?
Absolutely. I think the best thing we could do now is help each other out. I think that's the only way we get through it a lot easier and faster. You know, do the research, you know, listen to good news sources. That's going to be huge. I think rumors and just, you know, word of mouth and hearing one thing without doing the background, you know, check on it is getting people in trouble when they're doing silly things. And it's going to just, you know, prolong the, you know, spreading the virus and keeping us quarantined. So
yeah,
I think we just really need to be kind to each other and understand that toilet paper ain't gonna save us.
Yeah, that's a fact. being healthy is what's going to save
us. Exactly, right. Being health conscious and just being nice. I think that's is what we're going to start from, you know. So, yeah, no doubt.
Well, thank you, Damien, for volunteering.
Absolutely, no problem, man. This is cool. I appreciate being able to kind of voice my opinions there. So, cool.
All right, guys. Well, stay safe. Wash your hands, and hopefully we get through this together. Peace out, y'all.